Welcome to lesson 151. Let's take a look at this one now, because here we have a strange verse that requires some real thinking in Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14, entitled God's Way of Salvation. Well, here, listen to what happens in verses 13 to 14. This is Jesus Christ now. He's talking to his disciples. He says this: "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who will go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." So this actually is a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount, where God is going through, Jesus Christ is going through, really, many of the things that reveal the character of who God is. But here he says something amazing. He says, narrow and difficult is the way that leads to eternal life, and few find it. So let's click on the screen and get a better understanding of what's going on here. First, it's clear what Jesus is saying here is every person must choose, and this is right in line with the entire context of the Bible. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, it says this: "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." It's a choice that God is offering to the Israelites. Then we see in Acts 4, verse 12, it's made clear that gate that is the choice to make. Here's what it says in Acts 4, verse 12. "There is no other name that's given under heaven among men by which we must be saved." Here we have Peter and John. They're after their arrest. They're addressing the Sanhedrin, and they're saying Jesus Christ is the only means of salvation. There's no other name by which men would be saved. This is the right gate. But then we have in Luke 13, if you go back and look there, verses 23 to 24, listen to this. Here it starts in Luke 22. It says, "He went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then one said to him, 'Lord, are there few who are saved?' Now here's how Jesus Christ answered that question: 'Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able to.'" What Jesus is saying, it's going to cost you something. It's not easy believism. It's not going up at the altar to say a sinner's prayer. It's not asking God to save you from your sin. There's a cost, and that cost you're giving is your very self. You're giving up who you are. You're giving up on your dreams, your hopes. You're giving everything into the hands of God the Father in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is what it costs you. But what's interesting is, number four, the right gate is only for those who admit they're hopelessly lost without Christ. It's not for people, again, who go up and confess Christ and want Jesus to come into their life and be their Savior. It's literally you admit you are lost and hopeless. You're wretched without Him. You absolutely only have a chance if Christ is the one who steps in on your behalf. Let's take a look at John. This is an amazing section in the book of John. In chapter 6, he actually has more than 12 disciples. He has many disciples, over 70, who were following him around. So before we get to verse 64, in verse 60, he had just gotten through giving a sermon that explained that he is the living bread and the living blood. In other words, he is that acceptable sacrifice from which you must eat. You must give yourselves in order to be found acceptable by the judge and forgiven and righteous. Now in verse 60, it says, "Many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?'" Verse 61, it says, "When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured about this, he said to them, 'Does this offend you?'" People are often offended by the words of Jesus Christ and offended by the fact that they are totally hopeless, totally lost, of no value to God without Him. And here's what he says in verses 64 to 68. There are some of you who don't believe. Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it is granted to him by my Father. And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. After they were offended by the things Jesus said, they left him. Then, it says, Jesus turned to the 12 who were left and said, do you also want to go away? Well, first of all, notice, Jesus wasn't some big popular televangelist or preacher, and everybody flocked with him and stayed with him and clung to him, and he was so popular. People were always leaving him. People were always offended by what he said. Now, when he looked at the 12 and he asked him, are you going to go away? Listen to what Simon Peter said. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Is that not awesome? That's an admission from Peter. There's nowhere else to go. We have absolutely no hope except in you. So again, Matthew 7:14, narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it. And why is that? Because he offends people by being the only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. You have to come to terms with the fact that the only acceptable, pleasing sacrifice in the eyes of God the Father is what his Son has done. You will never do a sacrifice, never do a good work that means anything to God. It is all about Christ. It is nothing about you. This is lesson 151.